平安喜乐，与大家同安同
在。Once again, we praise and thank God we can gather here to worship the true and living God together.
再一次感谢神，让我们可以一起聚集在这边来敬拜神。
I think almost every time that I come up here to speak, I always praise and thank God that we can be here to worship God.
那我每次上来讲话的时候，我都感谢神，我们可以再一次来到这边。
And the reason I always say it because I always feel it's a great blessing that you and I can be here.
那我会这么说，是因为我觉得我们可以相聚在一起是一个很大的祝福。
The last time I was in Southern California.
上一次我是在南加州。
I heard that several youth they no longer come to church.
我听到了有一些年轻人他们不再来教会了。
Of course, this youth they used to be so fervent.
那这些年轻人他们以前是很虔诚的。
And you would never thought that they would never, you know, stop coming to church.
你想象不到他们不会停止来教会。
But of course, at the same time, we also not surprised.
但是在同时，我们也不会惊讶。
Because the cost of discipleship is very high.
因为当门徒的代价很高。
But if we truly see what who we following and you know and who you and I want to please in our lives, then everything become very small.
但是如果我们能够看清楚我们在跟随的是谁，我们想要使他高兴的是谁？那世上的每一件事都变得很小了。
Let's look at Luke chapter 9.
我们翻到路加福音第九章。
The book of Luke chapter 9, verse 57.
路加福音九章五十七节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 57.
路加福音九章五十七节。
The book of Luke chapter 9, verse 57.
路加福音九章五十七节。
Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.
他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我要跟你跟从你。”
So during the time of Jesus Christ, performed many miracles and signs.
所以当时主耶稣他行了很多神迹奇事。
And many people want to follow him.
很多人想要跟从他。
Including this person.
其中就有这个人。
So they journey on the road.
所以他们在路上走。
Then someone said to him, Lord.I will follow you wherever you go.
有一个人就对耶稣说：“你无论往哪里去，我都跟从你。”
Of course, this is a great determination.
当然，这是一个很棒的励志。
Just like many Christians nowadays.
就像现在很多的基督徒一样。
When they are moved by God.
当他们被神感动。
When they experience God.
他们能够体验到神。
We also want to make determination to follow Jesus Christ wherever he go.
我们也要下定决心来跟从主耶稣，不管他去哪里。
I mean, I share with you about my brother-in-law.
我有跟你我有跟大家分享过我的我的
Yeah, his name is Van Yu. So yeah.
Van Yu.
So he just got baptized not so long ago.
他不久之前才刚受洗。
And now, until now, he read a lot and he pray a lot.
但是到今天为止，他读经读很多，也祷告很多。
And every time I see him, we always want to talk about Jesus.
每次我们见面，他都想要讲耶稣。
Of course, it's very exciting to see a person like that.
当然，我们看到这样的一个人是很兴奋。
But I also share with him.
但是我也跟他分享。
I say, brother, the journey is very long.
兄弟啊，我这个路程很遥远。
It's good to read a lot and pray a lot.
你要持续的读很多圣经，祷告很多。
But we must slow ourselves down.
但是你需要放慢一下脚步。
It's better to have.You know, a better ending than a good beginning.
有一个好的结果是比有好的开始还要重要。
Because since I've been in Christ,
因为自从我来相信耶稣之后
，I see many fervent brothers and sisters.
我有看过很多虔诚的弟兄姐妹。
But where are they now?
但是他们现在在哪呢
？Most of them are no longer in church.
很多人已经不来教会了。
Because sometimes the motivation for them to be zealous is not the right one.
因为有时候他们。他们的热情是建立在 不对的事情上。
So that's why we must refocus.
所以我们必须要专注。
If we really want to follow Jesus Christ,
如果我们真的想要跟从主耶稣
we must focus on the right thing.
我们必须要把焦点放在对的事情上。
Look at verse 38.
我们看三十八节。
Of course, this person, he said to Jesus Christ, wherever you go, I will go.
五十七节，他这个人说，无论你往哪里去，我都要跟从你。
I mean, Jesus Christ should have responded to him, you know, saying, oh, wow, that is great.
那耶稣可能会跟他说：“哇，这真好啊！”
But instead, what did Jesus Christ say?
但是耶稣说什么呢
？In verse 58,
五十八节
，And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head."
耶稣说，湖里有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
So our Lord is quite sure with this person.
所以主耶稣跟这个人分享，
Yes, you want to follow me wherever I go.
你想要，无论我往哪里去，你都要跟从我。
But do you realize?
但是你有发觉，你有想到吗？
Even though the foxes have holes,
湖里有洞，
and the birds have their nests,
天空的飞鸟有窝，
but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
那是人子没有枕头的地方。
So in other words, if you only follow me to focus the outward, right, the outward appearance, then you're not going to see much.
如果你只是为了跟从我，只是为了外在的表现，那你可能得不到很多。
Really, our Lord Jesus Christ told this person very plainly.
那主耶稣就很直接的跟这个人说。
Actually, even though it sounds very negative.
虽然这个听起来很负面。
But actually, our Lord Jesus Christ wants him to reflect upon himself. Why is he following him?
但是主耶稣想要让他这个人想想，他为什么要跟从主耶稣。
If you follow a person who has no place to lay his head, what does that mean?
如果你跟从一个人，他没有枕头的地方，这是什么意思呢？
Then you as a disciple also will not have a place to lay your head.
那你当他的门徒，你也会没有枕头的地方。
But of course, it's only the outward appearance.
但这只是外在的。
So in other words, we need to be ready.
所以我们必须要我们必须要准备好。
To suffer through the journey to the heavenly kingdom.
在往天国的路程中会受苦，受到苦头。
Surely the gate is very narrow.
门是窄的。
And the road is very rough.
那路是也是窄的。
But if we be able to make it to the end.
如果我们有办法达到终点。
Then we can experience and feel the glory of God.
那我们就可以感受到主神的荣耀。
But we have to make it to the end.
但是我们必须要达到终点。
Which nowadays a lot of TJC members we do not make it until the end.
那现在很多的信徒他们达不到终点。
And this is very sad.
这是非常悲哀的事情。
I mean in Dallas we know that one year they baptized 25 people.
那在达拉斯教会有一年我们有25位受洗。
Among those 25 people, none of them are still in church.
那25位现在已经没有人在教会了。
And this is very sad.
这也是很难过的一件事。
Why? Because the cost of discipleship is very harsh.
因为当门徒的条件是非常的苛刻的。
We will go through suffering.
我们会受苦。
Yes, sometimes we just feel like a vagabond. We have, you know, we just feel like we're just a visitor in this world.
有时候我们觉得我们在世上只是个客旅。
And then look at verse 59.
那我们再看59节。
Say, then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father.
又对一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
Then verse 60, Jesus Christ said to him, let the dead bury the dead, their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.
60节，耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你只管去传扬神的国的道。
Not only we need to be ready.
那我们必须要准备好。
We also need to be focused.
我们也必须要专注。
Really, if you and I want to truly follow Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们真的想要跟从主耶稣基督，
we cannot allow the worldly affairs to affect us.
我们不能够让世上的事情来搅扰我们。
And this is what's going on with us nowadays.
那在现今世代，这是常常发生的。
It's very difficult for us to focus on our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要把注意力放在主耶稣身上是很困难的。
Of course, when the man said, you know, Lord, let me first go and bury my father.
那这个人说，先让我回去埋葬我的父亲。
No, this something is very important.
那有一件事更重要。
Because his father just passed away.
因为他的父亲已经。
But even that is the case.
就算是这样子。
You must focus on your journey.
你还是必须要把注意力放在你的旅程上。
And he said, yes, let the dead bury the dead. And he said, let the dead bury the dead.
耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人。
But you go and preach the gospel.
你只管去传扬神国的道。
This is also the cost of discipleship.
这也是当神门徒的代价。
You know, I visit Boston a couple of weeks during Thanksgiving week.
那在感恩节的时候，我回去 Boston.
And the thing that made me, you know, the most sad is that, you know, both my mothers, they're getting old.
那让我难过的是，我的两个母亲他们都老了。
And then my adopted mother, you know, she fell down the stairs, fell down the steps a couple of times, so she broke both of her foot. Both of her foot.
那我的养母她摔倒了，所以她脚骨折。
So she have surgery on one.
所以她两只脚都受伤。
Then it was healing.
她有一只脚有受
过手术。Then she go down the stairs again, and she fell. She broke the other foot.
那他有好一点，所以走楼梯又摔倒，另外一只脚也受伤了。
As a son, I want to be there with her.
那我身为一个儿子，我想要跟她在一起。
Especially, you know, when she go to hospital and do a surgery and things like that, but I cannot be there with her.
尤其当她要去做手术的时候，但是我没办法。
But thank God, my wife is not working, so she was able to go and be with her.
所以感谢神，我的太太没有工作，所以她可以去陪我的妈妈。
But nevertheless, as a son, I want to be there.
不管如何，身为一个儿子，我想要在那
边， cannot,
但是我无法。
Because I already made determination.
因为我已经下定决心了。
That Jesus come first.
主耶稣要把主耶稣放第一。
But of course, if I have any opportunity, I will definitely go there and be with her.
当然，如果我有机会，我一定会去与他在一起。
So that's why my family, I drove. Right? We took us 40 hours each way.I'm sorry, 35 hours each way to drive to Boston.
So,
and I would never do that again.
我们开车去 Boston, 每一趟要35个小时。
90% of the time was raining and, you know, and sleek, so it was a very difficult drive.
那 90% 的时间都在下雨，所以这一趟旅程很困难。
But I'm glad we made the trip.
但是我很高兴我们有这样做。
Both my parents also glad that we also made the trip.
那我的父母也很高兴我这样子做了。
But actually, it's, you know, when I see them really as a son, I just feel very sad.
但是身为一个儿子，当我看到他们，我就有点难过。
Because I'm hoping that one day that I really can take care of them.
因为我希望有一天能够照顾他们。
But when, you know, when I made determination from the beginning,
但是我一开始就已经下定决心。
That God's business, God's work comes first.
神的工作永远是第一。
Even though sometimes it's very difficult.
就算有时候很困难
，But it's the life that you and I have chosen.
但是这是我们所选择的生。
So now, if you and I want to be true disciples,
所以我们如果想要当真门徒的话
，No matter what, we had to put God first.
不管发生什么事，我们都要把神放第一。
Then verse 61,
61节
，And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house.
又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。
And then verse 62, but Jesus said to him, No one has put his hand on the plow, and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
62节，耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
Really think about this.
所以我们要仔细想。
This man, he just want to go and bid farewell to the people, they know that's there.
这个人只是想要去跟他的家人告别。
But even that is the case that Jesus Christ said, "Look, if you're going to do that, you're not fit for the kingdom of God."
那主耶稣说，就算只是这样，你也不配进神的国。
So you and I not only we need to be ready.
所以我们不只需要做好准备。
Not only we need to be focused.
不只需要专注。
We also must be determined.
我们也必须要真的有下定决心。
Because in life, there's always little things, really that you know that come upon us that we need to do.
因为这世上有很多事情我们必须要做的。
But quite often, little things can really distract us from worshiping God.
但是常常这些小事都会干扰我们敬拜神。
Just like this man.
就像这个人一样。
He just want to go first and bid farewell, know who are at his house. That's all. That's all he want to do.
他只想要去辞别家里的人。
But our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Why are you looking back?"
那主耶稣说，你为什么向后看呢？
You must be determined and go forward.
你必须要下定决心往前走。
Whatever you left behind, let it be there.
那你留下的东西就留在那边吧。
Really, just these three things alone.
所以只有这三件事。
The cost of discipleship is a lot.
那当门徒的代价是很多的。
That if we compare ourselves, you know, with the things of this world.
那我们把自己跟世上的事情做一个比较。
But if we compare ourselves to eternal life.
但是如果我们把自己跟永生的事情来做比
较 All these things become a very small matter.
这些事情都是小事。
Do not, if we don't have a place to lay our heads,
如果你没有地方可以枕你的头
It's not a big deal to what we're going to gain in the heavenly kingdom.
与我们将来要得到的相比不算什么。
If we have, you know, if we cannot, you know, honor our mother, father in a sense that we cannot be there for them every single time.
如果我们没有办法孝顺父亲母亲意思就是说我们无法随时与他们同在
But we put God first,
但是如果我们把耶稣放第一位
God will take care of them.
神就会照顾他们
But of course that doesn't mean that you and I should not do our best to take care of our parents.
当然这不代表我们就不用尽力去照顾我们的父母
You know my mother she broke you know, her feet
那我的母亲她双腿都受伤了。
And now she went to the doctor, and the doctor said her feet are healing very nicely.
那现在医生跟他说他的双脚恢复得很好。
And I really truly believe that is God's doing.
那我非常的相信这是神在帮助。
You know, because at her age, to fall down the stairs outside the house, I mean, thank God she only broke her feet, that's it, right? Nothing else.
那在室外跌下楼梯，她只有伤到她的脚，其实是很小的一件事。
For me, that's also a blessing from God.
这也是神的祝福。
So to hear that her feet are healing very nicely is also a blessing from God.
所以听到她的脚恢复复原状况良好，这也是。
So that's why when you and I put God first in our life.
所以如果我们把神放在神生命的第一位
，we continue to be focused, make determination.
我们继续专注来立志。
Then God will take care of everything else.
神就会帮助我们。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 16.
我们再翻到路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章。
I'm sorry, chapter 14.
哦，十四节，十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章。
So we must be ready, we must be focused, we must make determination.
我们必须要准备，做好准备，需要专注，也要立志。
14:25. Luke chapter 14 verse 25.
路加福音十四章二十五节。
Now great multitude went with him, and he turned and said to them.
有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说。
So previously, there's only one person say, "I'm willing to follow you wherever you go."
之前只有一个人跟耶稣说，我要来跟从你。
Now they said, "Now there's a great multitude."
那现在有极多的人。
So when they follow him, and he turned to them.
他们跟从主耶稣，主耶稣就转过来对他们说。
And look at verse 26.
我们再看二十六节。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, in his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹，就和自己的生命，就不能做我的门徒。
You can see the cost of discipleship.
我们这里又可以看到做门徒的代价。
It's not something you and I take very lightly.
这不是我们能够轻易的背负的。
That's why when a person is baptized,
所以一个人受洗之后
，we really have to let them know the cost of discipleship.
我们要让他们知道当门徒的代价。
If they do not know and understand it, then they cannot last through the journey.
如果他们不能够理解的话，他们就无法。
So what does the Lord Jesus Christ mean? Say you must hate your mother and your father, your brother and your sisters.
所以主耶稣说，爱他胜爱自己父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹过于他。
Actually, you gotta love God so much to the point to others seem you hate them.
那我们必须要爱神，爱到别人看起来好像你恨你的其他弟兄姐妹。
No, when my mother is in the hospital, this and that, actually a lot of people look at me like as a son, right? Because I'm the only son.You know, for my adopted mother, say, you know, why am I not there taking care, you know, taking care of her?
所以当我的继母在住院的时候，因为我是她唯一的儿子，那很多人就会觉得，为什么我没有在医院陪她呢？
Of course, to them, it seemed like, you know, I do not love my mother.
当然，对他们来说，我好像不爱我的继母。
But I know inside that's not true.
但是我心里面知道这不是真的。
But because I want to put God first, I love God because of this.No, to everyone, and maybe even for my mother, that I don't love her.
但是因为我要把神放第一，所以就算对所有人，包括我的继母来说，我是不爱这个继母的。
But we know that if we put God first,
但是我们知道，如果我们把神放在第一
，Not only we must put God before our family, but also before our own life.
我们不只要把神放在家人面的前面，也要放在自己的生命前面。
The end of verse 26, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
26节说，和自己的性命就不能做我的门徒。
That's also a very difficult thing to do.
这也是很难做到的。
To hate our own life.
要不珍惜自己的生命。
Because if we cannot hate our own life, this means we cannot be our Lord Jesus Christ's disciples.
如果我们太过珍惜自己的性命，我们也就不能够做耶稣的门徒了。
I think this is the most difficult thing that you and I have to do.
这是最难的一件事，我们必须做的。
Because nowadays we love ourselves too much.
因为今天我们爱自己太多了。
Because when we love ourselves too much, Jesus is always come second.
如果我们太爱自己，耶稣就是第二位了。
But if that is the case, you and I are not worthy to be his disciples.
如果是这样的情况,
so that's why you and I need to make determination.
所以我们必须要立定,
then verse 27.
再来27节,
and whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
反不背着自己十字架,
first, must hate your family.
第一要, 要把耶稣放在家人的前面,
you must hate your own life.
也必须要放在自己的心里面。
If you cannot do these two things, you cannot be Jesus' disciples.
如果不能够做到, 就不能做耶稣的门徒。
Then if you're not willing to carry your cross, you cannot be his disciples.
再来, 若不背着自己的十字架跟从主, 就不能够做他的门徒。
So that's why being disciple of Jesus Christ is a high cost.
所以要做耶稣的门徒是有很大的代价要付的。
If you and I do not realize that,
如果我们没有发觉的话,
then this journey will become in vain.
那这个旅途就无意义了。
Just like here in verse 28,
就像在28节一样,
I look at Christ say, for which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it?
28节, 你们哪一个要盖一座楼, 不先坐下算计花费, 能成或不能呢?
And then verse 29.
29节,
lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him.
29节, 恐怕安了地基不能成功, 看见的人都笑话他。
So it's all about determination.
这都是你的决心。
And all about being focused and be ready to be the disciple of Lord Jesus Christ.
还有要准备好, 要专注来当主耶稣的门徒。
So that's why when we have true seeker come to our church,
所以当我们有慕道者来到我们中间,
we really must go through the doctrine, the scripture with them.
我们必须要, 跟他们探讨教义,
for them to realize what they're getting themselves into.
让他们知道他们必须要接, 要面对的是什么。
Because if they're not willing, right, to count all the costs being Jesus' disciples, then how can they have the strength to continue to finish, you know, the journey?
如果他们不愿意付出当耶稣门徒所必须的代价，那他们要怎么样继续他们的旅程呢？
You know, ha, she's still looking for a coffee shop to open.
我的太太还是想要开一间咖啡厅。
Of course, at first, you know, we thought we found a perfect location, all this and all that.
一开始我们觉得我们有找到一个很好的地方。
And after the calculation, and after we find, you know, how much going to cost us to build this coffee shop, we realized that we definitely have no money, you know, to be able to finish this coffee shop.
那当我们计算后，我们计算我们所需要的花费的时候， 我们就觉得我们没有钱可以开这间咖啡厅。
So I mean, to buy the building and also the build out going to cost like $1.3 million.
那如果要买下那一栋建筑， 还有一些账单， 可能要130万。
For a coffee shop. Right?
这只是咖啡厅。
So thank God, you know, we went through every single thing as different scenario, this and that, we realized, okay, this is way too heavy for us. And then we just say, okay, we just discontinue the contract.
所以当我们计算过所有的 支出的时候, 那我们就说我们要终止这个合约。
I cannot imagine because we have only about another 20 days for the construction to begin, right?
那我们只有在20天, 这工程就要开始 动工了,
and we just thinking, you know, if we start building and then afterward we run out of money and this and that, and then we're going to get stuck. And yeah, I'm sure that can happen because the cost is way too much.
那如果开始动工了, 我们没有钱, 那这工程可能就会, 就会卡在那边,
of course, the bank, they're happy to give you some money and stuff like that, but they don't care if you go bankrupt. I mean, they care, but you know, but you don't want to get stuck with the bills, right?
那银行当然愿意借更多的钱给你, 因为他们想赚钱。
So thank God, so we discontinue everything, now we regroup to get a much smaller place.
所以我们就终止所有的合约来找一个更小的地方。
But it's important, if you're in the process of doing these things and then you don't have enough money to finish it, then what is the point? You'll be in debt for your whole life.
所以如果你在做的过程中, 没有钱了, 那这有什么意义呢?
So that's why, you know, even my brother-in-law, right, Van Yu, he wanted to be baptized. I see him very plainly.
像我太太的兄弟,他
My brother-in-law, yeah, my brother-in-law. Yeah.
他已经受洗了, 他也很认真追求道理。
And when he wanted to get baptized, I was very clear with him, you know, being a Christian is not, you know, a garden full of roses. You're going to go through a lot of suffering, a lot of burden, all these kind of things, but he's willing to do it, and then thank praise and thank God.
他受洗之前，我就跟他说，信主耶稣不是好像在花园里面这样享受，会有很多苦难。那他也想要面，他也愿意接受。
And then you know, I mean, and then look at verse 31.
那我们再看31节。
Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able to with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000?
或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下来？岂不先坐下酌量，能用一万兵去敌那，去敌那领二万兵来攻打他的吗
？And I feel very strongly that we as members，
所以我有一个很强烈的
，before we baptize new members，
那我们要帮新，要帮新的人受洗之前
，we really must share these kind of things with them。
我们必须要跟他们分享这些事情。
If not, they will never last。
如果不这样做，他们是无法持久的。
Because nowadays many Christians, even though they get baptized, they go to church, this and that, but the thing is, none of them really last for a long time.
有很多基督徒现在已经受洗了，但也去教会，但是他们不持久。
You can see many people jump from church to church.
我们可以看到很多人从这间教会跑到另外一间教会去。
But we know according to the scripture.
但是按照圣经来说
，baptism is only one time in your whole life.
洗礼是一生只有一次的。
That is a true baptism.
这是真的洗礼。
If we don't get them ready to know what cost, know what the costs are for discipleship, then they will never make it.
如果他们没有准备好去面对这些代价，那他们是没有办法持续到底的。
Let's go to John.
我们再翻到
chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
Verse 66.
六章六十六节。
John 6, verse 66.
约翰福音六章六十六节。
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more.
从此他们途中有 多有退去的，不再和他同行。
But even during the time of Lord Jesus Christ,
就算是在耶稣的时代。
And Lord Jesus Christ was the one that preaching the gospel.
耶稣他传福音。
And he's God himself.
他也是神。
But the Bible stated from then, many of his disciples follow him no more.
但是圣经说，他的门徒中多有退去的，不再和与他同行。
But he also asked his the 12.
他也问这十二个使徒。
Verse 67.
六十七节。
Do you also want to go away?
说你们也要去吗
？So in other words, actually, to leave the church, to leave Lord Jesus Christ, is not a difficult thing.
所以如果要离开教会，离开耶稣，不是很困难。
If we don't truly understand the person we are following.
如果你没有真的了解我们所跟随的人。
Because it says here, many of his disciples, not a few, many of his disciples follow him no more.
这里说到他的门徒中多有退去的。
Now, this year during NCC, there's less than 100 people were baptized this year.
那在这一届的全国信徒大会，我们谈到只有全国只有少低于100个人受洗。
And the members that we lost this year actually because the calculation of different churches all get all screwed up and stuff. We don't even know how many people we lost this year.
那我们不知道有多少人流失。
The true number, right? The true number.
我们不知道真的到底有几个人流失。
But it's almost a guarantee we lost more than we have baptized.
但是这我们可以确定的是我们流失的比受洗的还要多。
And why these disciples follow Jesus Christ no more?
那为什么这些门徒不再跟随耶稣了呢
？Because verse 60.
因为在六十节。
Verse 60.
六十节。
Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard these things, said, "This is hard saying. Who can understand it?"
他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能懂？
So really, why this multitude leave our Lord Jesus Christ?
所以为什么这些人离开耶稣呢？
Because they did not understand our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他们不明白。
The word that he spoke, they did not understand it.
不懂耶稣所说出的话。
And that's why when he asked the 12 disciples.
所以当耶稣问十二门徒的时候。
Look at verse 68.
看六十八节。
But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从 归从谁呢？
Why Peter is not leaving Lord Jesus Christ?
为什么彼得不离开耶稣？
Because he understands that our Lord Jesus Christ has the word of eternal life.
因为他知道主耶稣有永生之道。
And the same thing for our church.
就像我们教会一样。
Those who come to our church.
那些来到我们教会的人。
If they truly understand that we have the word of eternal life.
如果他们真的了解我们教会有永生之道。
Then they would never leave.
他们就不会离开了。
Where would they go?
他们会去哪呢？
But the promise.
但是问题在。
Quite often, you and I do not do a good, you know, a good job to explain that to them.
有时候我们没有办法把永生之道解释得非常好。
So that's why we have really to go through the scripture with new believers.
所以我们必须要跟新受洗新新受洗的们信徒们来讲圣经
to make them understand what we're preaching is the word of eternal life.
让他们了解我们所传的是永生之道。
Then the second reason.
在第二个原因
why Peter would not leave.
为什么彼得不会离开呢
Verse 69.
69节
Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
He knows that Jesus Christ has the word of eternal life.
他知道主耶稣有永生之道。
And he also knows that he's the true, right, the Son of the living God.
他也知道他是神的圣者。
If that is the case, where would he go?
如果是这样的话，他会去哪里呢？
But the multitude did not understand that.
但是那些其他的门徒不懂。
That's why they're willing to leave so quickly.
所以他们这么快就离开了。
Really, the same thing for new believers.
对于新受洗的信徒也是一样。
If they truly understand we have the word of eternal life,
如果他们真的了解我们有永生之道。
That this church is the church of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个教会是主耶稣的教会。
And he abides in the church. And he abides in the church.
他与我们教会同在。
Where would they want to go?
那他们还会想去哪呢？
They would not want to go anywhere.
他们就不会去别的地方了。
So that's why for us, we really must refocus on how we preach to true seekers and new believers.
所以我们必须要重新的来看我们怎么跟
道者和初信者。Only the scripture can keep people in church.
只有我们的圣经可以把人留在教会里。
Only when they come to an understanding that Jesus Christ abides in our church, that's the only time they're going to stay in church.
只有了解主耶稣与我们的教会同在，他们才会留在教会。
You know, my adopted mother, she's getting older.
那我的继母她越来越老了。
And she's been also sick.
她也有点生病。
And I really, you know, hoping the Lord Jesus Christ allow her to be baptized.
我希望神能够允许她来受洗。
But it's one thing that's interesting.
但是有一件很有趣的事。
Because she always tell all my siblings, hey, you should go to Voodoo Church, right?
因为他告诉我的兄弟说，你们应该去福地传道的教会。
But she herself does not really come to our church only when I'm there.、Right?
但是他自己，除非我在那边，不然他是不会来的。
And then we have one Caucasian true seeker when I was there during Thanksgiving.
那在那里的时候，有一位白人的慕道者。
So you know, she has a little bit difficult with our doctrine things like that.
他对我们的教义有一点难理，有点不懂。
And my adopted mother said to her, you know.This church, right? This church, they speak the truth. You should listen to them.
那我的继母就对他说：“这个教会是讲真理的，你应该要听他们的。”
And then, of course, the lady said, "Oh, you don't come to this church, right? You go to the Greek Orthodox church."
当然，这位白人慕道者说：“你自己不来，那你怎么会这样说呢？”
You know, because my mother, my adopted mother, she knows actually. She, you know, she went to came to church many, many times.
因为我的继母已经来到我们教会很多次，她很了解。
And she experienced our Lord Jesus Christ many times in our church.
他也有体验过主耶稣很多次。
Of course, she's still very stubborn.
但是他还是很固执。
Because to leave the Greek Orthodox Church to be baptized in the church, this means she has betrayed all her ancestors, right? All her great-grandfather, this and that, right?
因为离开他的教会来我们教会受洗，他就好像是背叛他的祖先一样。
But I truly believe.
但是我真的相信。
That God will move her heart.
神会感动
他的心。Even now, as he speaks, she knows. That's why she keep telling my siblings to come to TJC.
因为她理解了，所以她一直告诉我的兄弟姐妹说要来真耶稣教会。
And when she see true seeker come to our church, she also tell them to stay in the church.
她看到有慕道者来，也叫他们要留着。
But she herself.
但是她自己。
Hopefully, you know, God truly can continue to move her heart.
希望神能够继续感动她的心。
As she can be baptized.
她就可以来我们这边受洗。
So for us, we really have nothing to worry about.
所以我们不需要担心。
Yes, disciple comes and disciple will leave.
当然门徒来去去的。
But our duty is to share the scripture with them.
但是我们的工作就是跟他们分享圣经。
So they know that we have the word of eternal life.
他们就知道我们有永生之道。
If they know that they also will come to see that our Lord Jesus Christ also abides in our church.
那他们了解了也会看得到神真的与我们同在。
And without these two things,
那没有这两件事。
There's no way.They can continue to come to our church.
他们绝对无法持续的来我们教会。
Really, there's so many things outside.
外面有太多的事情。
That can tempt them, distract them, for them not to come to church any longer.
可以引诱他们，干扰他们，让他们不再来教会。
But if they truly see Jesus Christ inside our church,
但是如果他真的在我们教会看到主耶稣
then they will not want to leave.
他们就不会想要离开了。
Just like Peter.
就像彼得一样。
Where should we go?
他们会去哪呢？
You have the word of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
You are the Son of true living God.
你是神的圣者。
Where shall we go?
我们要去哪呢？
So may God continue to bless us and guide us.
所以求神继续带领带领我们。
Let's really become a true disciple of Jesus Christ.
那我们可以成为耶稣的真正的门徒。
Be ready.
要
Be focused.
准备好，要专注。
Make determination.
要下决心。
To love Jesus Christ more than anything in this world.
要爱主耶稣胜过世上的一切。
And to be able to forsake everything.
还可以为了他舍弃一切
Even our own life.
就算我们自己的生命
Let's all rise up and sing one hymn.
我们就起立唱诗
471
471首
471
471